That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Summit Cast. We are thrilled and excited that you decided to join us for today's episode. There have been a lot of wonderful things taking place here at Summit. One of the things that has unexpectedly taken off is this podcast. It became so popular so quick that we actually had to relocate the podcast to another home so that it can stream and distribute to other platforms in a more successful manner. So you should be able to download the podcast on Spotify and iTunes starting with this episode. Things have been rocking and rolling at the Summit offices, and one of the things that we have been discussing in our team meetings is how the state of radiology in general is in the process of changing once again. So today on the Summit Cast, we're going to be speaking with America's headhunter, the one and only Chuck Jeter, who's going to share with us some of his thoughts on the current state of affairs with radiology as well as recruiting in general. Hey, Chuck, how's it going?
Going good, Doug. How are you?
Fantastic, man. I'm glad that you had the opportunity to carve out some time to fit in the podcast to your schedule today. So, Chuck, I know that you have been recruiting physicians and executives, goodness gracious, for almost 30 years now, right?
28 years, yeah.
28 years. And y'all pioneered Summit, what was that, in 2005?
2005, yeah.
2005. So Summit's been around the block for a little while, and they have recruited tons of physicians and executives. I know that I was looking at some of the statistics the other day, and y'all have participated in over 5,000 searches, so that's some great benchmarks. But I say all that to say that you have seen your fair share of interviews and recruiting, and I know that you were a part of recruiting right whenever the radiology boom took place. Goodness, what year was that that radiology really took off?
Really, 2000 is when it just really, there was, you know, every group probably needed three or four radiologists.
So you've been recruiting. So if that was 2000, I mean, here we are, it's 2023, and you've recruited more radiologists than I can count. How have things changed over the last 20 years, Chuck?
So in 2000, you know, prior to 2000, there was hardly any radiology opportunities. And just, you know, around 2000, 1999, just imaging just exploded, and you know, the volumes went up. And you know, prior to that, most people, you know, there was not that many jobs. So when a job came open, someone get out of a training program, you know, basically they went where the job was. And so the volume explosion really opened up a lot of positions for people to, you know, move back home, move by their family. I mean, it's just, they had tons of options, whatever they wanted to do. You know, it was just gangbusters till about 2008, and they made some cuts, you know, for the reimbursement, which slowed things down quite a bit. You know, the volumes at that time were, you know, 20,000 was, seemed to be, you know, in the radiology community was just, it was just,
well, I know that in our team meetings, Chuck, you've been discussing just how much volumes have changed over the past 20 years. Why don't you speak to that a little bit? I know that that was kind of what the standard was back then. What are the standards now? What are radiology groups expecting?
Well, when, you know, just when you wouldn't have thought that the, you know, the volumes would have increased, you know, every organization is just, it's flooded with volumes, just more doctors are ordering, you know, reads, and just, you know, they're just, you know, 20,000 is probably the, you know, probably the entry level, you know, for, you know, to be any, you know, partner or, you know, anything like that in any group. I mean, it's just kind of the basic, you know, have to read 100 cases a day, you know, mixed cases or what have you. And then you've got the, you know, interventional and stuff you got to mix in there.
So you got to do the work if you want to make the money, huh?
Hell yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So, Chuck, in your experience, and you deal with such a wide scope of radiologists and a lot of subspecialties, what do the radiologists seem to be saying to you? I know that in our universe, with a lot of the candidates that we're working with, I know that one of the main things that we're hearing is that there just are not enough radiology candidates coming out of residency and fellowship. So what has your experience been? What are the radiologists in today's market saying to you, Chuck?
Yeah, so that's definitely true. There's a huge shortage of radiologists, and we hear that on a daily basis from different groups that we talk to. The kind of the main thing is that the group's volumes have even, you know, gone up further, and so they're just backlogged. But, you know, as 2008, really things changed a lot. You know, prior to that, I mean, you know, if you were a blind guy that could guess good, I mean, you know, they were interested in interviewing you, you know. But the you know, after that, you know, there had been, you know, a lot of, you know, changes, and you know, all the groups are looking, is my experience today. I mean, they may not be advertising it, and they're, you know, they'll take the right person is what I'm saying. So
sure. That's been our experience too. It seems like that even if someone does not have an active position, they are keeping an ear to the ground. And if there is a quality candidate that pops up, they are interested in hearing from them.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the part of that is, you know, comes from, you know, just being more methodical on who these groups hire. I mean, it's, they just learned, you know, with the, you know, they were making tons of money, had tons of vacation, and, you know, they were used to the money. And so they, you know, a lot of them gave up some of the vacation and, sure. And, you know, it's just easier to maybe cover the load, rather than hire the wrong person and, or somebody that's going to leave in a couple years or what have you. But, you know, that's where we're seeing a lot of movement and a lot of interest and a lot of leaning toward with resistance. These groups are hiring remote radiologists.
Yeah, you know, well, I think that there is definitely an acute awareness of the cost of vacancy now that there hasn't been for the past few years. And we really are seeing a rise in the amount of groups that are utilizing remote radiologists, not just for Nighthawk services or for after hours reads, but to basically just handle the massive load that many of the doctors are facing. So Chuck, what do you think? Since you brought up remote radiology, I know that there are a lot of hospitals and a lot of groups across the country now that are much more open to remote radiology than they were even a couple of years ago. What's your experience with that?
Yeah, that's key. The groups have always, you know, been very reluctant to give up that control, and because they have the contracts and the hospitals, you know, the hospital administration being, you know, totally on board is 100% key for, you know, these smaller groups to, you know, and I say smaller, I mean, you know, any 20 down, you know, not the big mega groups, but for them to just have hospital administration on board and, you know, because they have to, you know, they have to have additional IT, you know, services, and, you know, there's just a lot of things that kind of go into it. But, you know, I can only speak to, you know, our experience. And so,
sure.
You know, last year we placed more remote radiologists than we ever have. And, you know, it was with, you know, smaller groups, you know, the daytime shifts, you know, partnership tracks, you know, that sort of thing. These groups are, you know, a lot of them are not really, I mean, they're making the money. But
are you experiencing, are there very many groups out there that are offering partnership tracks to remote radiologists that actually are not on site?
I'll be honest, that's not the norm, but that we did see some of that. And, you know, that just tells us that, you know, these groups just want to cover the volume.
Absolutely.
And
the market's moving in that direction.
And the need for radiologists is very aware to, you know, the like the CEOs that where they could just, you know, used to get another group easy and that sort of thing. And you've got these bigger groups that come in that say, when I say bigger, I mean, you know, hundreds of radiologists that come in and say, you know, hey, we'll do this, we'll do that. And, you know, maybe they can, maybe they can't, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, it's just remains to be seen. But, you know, a big part of, you know, I guess hesitancy or, you know, some of the groups that do the remote, hire remote readers is they still, to maintain the contract, need to have the basic interventional stuff.
I'm glad that you brought that up because that was going to be my next question is what about basic IR in regards to remote radiology?
So, you know, it's really important. You know, it's just very important to the hospital. I mean, the hospital wants it for sure. You know, the groups want to do it just to, you know, some people like doing the interventional stuff. Some people just, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, necessity that they do it. And, you know, these are always on ground, you know, boots on the ground on site, you know, radiologist, obviously you can't do that remote, but, you know, there's, we're seeing different, you know, possible solutions out there for, you know, to, you know, if these groups start, you know, which we, you know, we believe that, you know, just like a lot of people believe that, you know, remote radiology is going to be huge. I mean, you've got AI that's going to come in that supposedly is going to be reading, but, you know, there's just no way to get rid of the, you know, the actually radiologist.
Sure. Well, you know, I know that in this industry, there are a lot of organizations that, you know, it just the bell curve. You've got the early adapters to change. You've got the people that generally accept change right, kind of in the sweet spot in the middle. And then you got people that are late on the bandwagon to adapting to the changes that are being made. And remote radiology being one of the changes that, I mean, it's just, it's evident that it's coming down the pipe. I know that in a lot of our team meetings, we've had some discussions, and I know that, you know, with the executive side of things here at Summit, you've been mentioning potential partnerships that are currently in the works, possibly providing solutions for hospitals and groups that might need something like this. And I know that that's one of the things that we're going to address on future episodes. I know that we're also going to be talking about mid-levels and physician assistants here on one of the upcoming episodes. But Chuck, let me just go ahead and ask you this. Is there any piece of advice regarding the current state of radiology that you'd like to leave with the radiologists? Because we've got a lot of radiologists that are downloading our podcast, a lot of hospital CEOs and administrative folks that are listening just kind of for a 30,000-foot view over the healthcare and executive staffing scope. What are your parting thoughts on the current state of radiology on a nationwide basis, Chuck?
Well, so definitely things are going remote. I mean, you've got some of the quote old school, and then you've got the newer folks coming out, which just there's a big difference in the way that you know that they you know view you know priorities and things like that. You know, and so what the challenge that's going to need to be addressed, and you know, which there are groups out there, and you know, there is some you know, groups and people do it, you know, addressing the interventional, you know, piece of it. And so what we're doing here at Summit is we are, you know, finding interventional radiologists and kind of putting together, you know, a group of people that, that would be, you know, so when we talk to these hospitals and talk to groups about recruiting remote radiologists, that we also have the interventional solution for them. And, you know, where that would be just a different piece of a, you know, different group to like go in, you know, maybe 1 week a month, 2 weeks a month, you know, 2 weeks, 2 days a week, you know, what have you, and do scheduled, you know, IR cases. And that way they don't lose that piece of it. But also, too, they can cover their volumes by, you know, hiring a remote radiologist that they, you know, that doesn't ever have to come on site. So, you know, we're just kind of kicking some things around, but we have the resources and, you know, we have the contacts and, you know, we're just trying to, you know, add to, you know, help the, you know, help the need out there.
Sure thing. Well, Chuck, I know that on the executive side of things, and I know that working with so many radiology groups and hospital administrators that have radiologists that are on staff, one of the things that has become very apparent over, even since right before the turn of the year, is that the folks that are aware of the current state of radiology have realized and that there are just not enough radiologists coming out of residency and fellowship to meet the needs of the market. And that's great for us as recruiters because, you know, we've got more work than we can shake a stick at. I know that, you know, as someone that works with the marketing side of things here at Summit, I have seen a dramatic increase in the amount of radiology groups, not only new clients, but ones that we've worked with in the past that just haven't been recruiting in a while. They're starting to realize that the time to feel the urgency to recruit radiology is not 6 months from now. It's right now, because we're in the middle of a change, a massive change, a shift in the market. And I'm thankful for the team here at Summit that is so excellent at helping make lasting connections between groups and radiologists and hospital administrators. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any needs for your hospital, for your organization, for your radiology group, if you need any mid-levels or physician assistants, we would love to chat with you. Feel free to give us a shout. You can always reach us at 817-483-4300, or you can visit our website on the medical side at hiresps.com, or on the executive side at summitxec.com. Thanks a lot and have a fantastic day.